Intro slide. 2024 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Back to the Future. Presented by the National Council on Independent Living. Alt text, conference logo, Black Sans Serif text says, A Back to the Futurea. To the right, digital font in bright, bold orange says, A2024A. Underneath, NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living Annual Conference on Independent Living. Title slide. Building Community. Through Pride. Self-advocacy begins with pride in yourself. Before we get started, I have a fun worksheet for everyone to do during the presentation. It is an outline of a head that you can fill in with all of the thoughts and images that make you feel prideful. Slide 1. About me. I am Vicky Landers. Pronouns, she/they. Identities, multi-disabled, queer, mom, advocate, mentor/mentee. Work, founder and executive director, Disability Pride Pennsylvania. Board member and regional rep 3 for NCIL, on the DEIA committee here at NCIL. My personal story about my introduction to the independent movement. Slide 2. Disability Pride Pennsylvania. Disability Pride is a movement. More than just a means of self-advocacy and a push for acceptance, Disability Pride is above all a celebration of inclusion and disabled people who are proud to be themselves. Our mission is to celebrate the pride that the disability community feels. It's a place for us to come together to celebrate the disability experience. What makes our programming different from others is that we plan accessible community events to bring disabled and non-disabled people together. Come out for the fun and pick up some great resources along the way. We believe that bringing people together in fun ways builds stronger communities. These communities have better conversations. Our programs provide spaces for advocacy, celebration, and some good trouble. We have created a growing momentum that is being recognized, promoted, and sought out by other organizations to understand disability inclusion. Slide 3. What is Disability Pride? Disability Pride is defined as accepting and honoring each persona's uniqueness. The concept of Disability Pride was born out of the disability rights movement and based on intersectional identity politics and social justice. The core concept of Disability Pride is based on a tenet of reworking the negative narratives and biases that frequently surround the concept of disability. Disability Pride is a response and counteraction against ableism and social stigma. The concept has roots in the same social theory that backs LGBT pride and Black pride. Slide 4. Something to think about. Disability is such a uniquely personal experience. So while disability pride may look different to each person, being pridefully disabled always has the same underlying theme: accepting and understanding personal limitations while loving your whole self unapologetically. Slide 5. The movement. The disability pride movement started in the United States in 1990 with the first Disability Pride Day in Boston, Massachusetts, which was held on the same day as the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Chicago hosted the first Disability Pride Parade in 2004. The first official Disability Pride celebration was in 2015, on the 25th anniversary of the ADA. As of 2023, 19 cities across the U.S. have or still hold celebrations. Slide 6. Disability Culture. People with disabilities are emerging as artists, writers, and performers with something new to say about the experience of being disabled. The culture and media these artists/activists are producing has come to be collectively called disability culture. Disability culture is about visibility and self-value. As with many groups in society, recognition by others only comes with self-awareness within the group of the group's differences and strengths. Disability culture offers ways for people with different disabilities to pursue their own and shared goals. Slide 7. Why do we have disability pride celebrations? Accessibility matters. Amplify diverse disability voices. Celebrate achievements. Challenge stigma and stereotypes. Educate others. Encourage unity. Increase awareness. Inspire change. Nurture self-acceptance. Promote dialogue. Slide 8. Now leaders plan a disability pride celebration. Alt text, front of a parade with wheelchair users leading the parade. A large banner being held by a group of people. Behind is a crowd of people. Slide 9. How to get started? Answer these questions first. Is this a community event? What does your community look like? Does your working committee look like your community? If not, stop, rethink your committee. Who should be invited? Can you make the event accessible for all? Who are your partners to help support the event? Develop a budget and fundraising plan. How are you supporting this work? Sponsors, grants, partnerships. Slide 10. Outline. Find an accessible space. What does access look like? What is the date and time frame? Do you need a permit? Do you need EMS, police, on call not policing, city streets department, sanitation? Are you having a parade? Make sure to walk the path before parade permit. What vendors do you need? Stage, sound, food trucks, tents, etc. Will you have performers? Find disabled performers slash acts. Contract, lyrics, stage plot. PR slash marketing slash social media, so important to have a handle on this early in the game. What activities do you want to have? How can you bring the fun? Make sure they are accessible for all. Slide 11. Accessibility. ASL slash language access. Sensory friendly space. Shaded area slash cooling stations. Sound levels for stage area. Wheelchair charging station. Accessible portable bathrooms. Just order this type. Everyone will thank you. Accessible web page with as many upfront information as possible. Map of the space, put on web page as a downloadable PDF. Changing area. Make sure to ask what else we can provide. This list will always be a revolving list. Slide 12. Questions? Reach out. Vicky Landers. Email, vicky@disabilitypridepa.org. Cell, 267-788-5946.